All right, kind of a normal day. What a job custodians do. I have so much respect for those who take care of our kids and buildings of schools and whatnot. And Dave Cook's one of those guys. He was there when my kids, we were talking about that yesterday. And he is a jack of all trades, it seems, because he saved a life. And who would have thunk that? You know, normal day at the office and whatnot. David Cook joins us. And it's a pleasure to have you, my friend. Such a day it was. I can't even imagine what you were thinking even afterwards, even to this day. But welcome aboard. And I'm sure nothing – you never know what happens in the course of a day, right, Dave? But certainly what happened a couple of days ago was completely unexpected. And you happen to be in the right place at the right time, which is usually the case as far as destiny is concerned. Correct, sir?
Yeah, 100%. It was just a normal work day. You know, I've been working it 20 years. Normal work day, last lunch period of the day. A medical emergency went out, and I was on the opposite side of the cafeteria, and I heard, you know, what was going on, and I tried to assess the situation as I ran over there, and I noticed Avery was choking. And I grabbed her out of the chair, and I gave her five thrusts, and finally the French fry came flying out of her mouth. Thank God.
You know? Oh, unbelievable. The old Heimlich maneuver. You know, it's funny. Not funny, but Heimlich instructions, right, are everywhere. And sometimes, you know, we look at it, see the familiar graphic images and everything else. Yep. But a lot of times, you know, are we ever going to have to use it, right? But I know I had read you had stated that it is right there, and you know, I guess you have to be somewhat experienced in the usage of it because you pass it every day, but the signage is there everywhere, correct?
Yeah, and what's amazing is I looked at that sign a million times down in the cafeteria. You know, just walking by, you look like you look at any other poster in the school district when you're working in the building. You look at everything. So, and it's just the first time I did it was with my son when he was 7 years old. And believe it or not, looking at that sign for, I think it was the first 7 years of working there, it just popped in my mind. And it was there, and I remembered exactly what it looked like, and I did it on my son Thomas, when he was 7. So it was just amazing how the visual just popped in my mind, and I went to work, and I was able to do it. It was amazing. And the same thing the other day. It just, you know, I was never trained to do it, but just seeing that poster for all them years, it really did work, you know?
No question. Dave Cook with us, a custodian for a couple of decades over at Rocky Point School. So that's what happened to young Avery Ward, 15. Years of age, sitting with her friends, you know, normal settings, cafeteria during the course of a day, laughing, talking, a lot of kids there do that, obviously. But the instance came where Avery, I guess, was at the same time laughing and eating and then choked, unfortunately. And there's Dave. He sees what's happening. There's probably some screams, right, David? And you run over there and just describe the scene. Now, is she passed out at a certain point? Did she have her faculties about her? What was the scene itself as far as the young student was concerned?
When I got over there, she was obviously choking. I assessed it. I really didn't look into her face. There was another teacher with me, and he kind of turned in front of her, and it was time for me to grab her. And, you know, we knew she was choking. You know, I don't think she was breathing by the time I grabbed her up, and it came flying out of her mouth after five times, and then she started crying. And it was the best feeling in the world. She was breathing again. You know, let me tell you, it was amazing. But then the adrenaline, I started shaking, and I just realized what I just did. I just couldn't believe what just happened. It was, you know, very overwhelming, you know.
And, you know, she was crying, which means she was breathing, you know. And then, you know, it's funny. My wife is a nurse, and she always says, if you're breathing, you're okay. If you're not breathing, that's the problem right there, right? If you're not breathing, that's what happened to Avery. So the thrust and everything else, French fry comes popping out. She cries, and thank goodness you were there on that scene. And it's been a whirlwind with you, right? Since I mean, you've gotten calls, you've gotten senatorial calls. Give me an idea what's been happening in the life of David Cook here.
It's just been overwhelming to me. You know what I mean? Because I really don't like the spotlight. You know what I mean? I just did what any person probably would have tried to do. You know, I'm a parent first and an employee second, and I knew something had to be done, so I did it. You know, I didn't even think what I was doing. I just did it. Could have been my daughter, Lily. Could have been any of my boys, Jake or Brady or Thomas. I already did it with Thomas. So I just did what most people would do.
Right place and right time. No question about it. And you know, listen,
100%.
It's one of those deals. It's just it's just one of those deals. And listen, maybe training will be put in place a little bit more for some of the faculty members and whatnot. But it certainly is a reminder, right, David, as far as the call of duty is concerned, as far as, you know, the students and everything else.
Yeah, when I'm in that school, I'm a custodian, I care about all the well-being of all the kids. You know, if they ever need assistance with anything, you know, I'm more than just a custodian. I'm also, I'm there for everybody if they need me, from that, no matter what, bottom line.
I spoke yesterday. You've been there 20 years. I told you my kids are out of there about a decade or so. I had three that went to the schools. Have you ever had an incident of this nature in the last 20?
No, never. First time, and I'm glad it all worked out. That's all I can say.
I'm with you, man. Well, listen, I wanted to get you on. I thought the recognition should not be underplayed here because, you know, you saved a life. Could have saved a life. You really did.
Thank you, Rick.
So we thank you, and I wanted to bring it to a lot of folks' attention as far as, you know, how you went about your business. But I can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate all the support and the kind words from everybody. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it.
You got it. David Cook, folks, 20 years, Rocky Point, custodian extraordinaire, and really did a heck of a job. And I had to track him down yesterday. We reached out, and he said he'd come on. And he does not like being in the limelight like this, you know, which, you know, listen, he deserves it, though. He really deserves it.